If this ends up being true, it will be an ironic plot twist. The Wall Street Journal reports that the company that made its name undercutting brick-and-mortar bookstores plans to open 400 brick-and-mortar bookstores. Amazon, the company, isn't commenting. It did open one walk-in store last November in Seattle, and NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports analysts are skeptical.
This story doesn't even begin with Amazon. It started when the CEO of mall operator General Growth Properties made comments on an investor call on Tuesday.
You got Amazon opening bricks and mortar bookstores, and their goal is to open, as I understand, 300 to 400 bookstores.
The point, according to Sandeep Mathrani, is that retailers that started out online, like Bonobos and Warby Parker, are now increasingly in the market for physical locations. But his seemingly off-the-cuff comment triggered dozens of news stories about how Amazon, having killed off some major bookstore chains, is now laying plans to become one itself. Late today, Mathrani issued a statement saying he did not intend to represent Amazon's plans. The story never really made sense to R.J. Hadavi.
It is a bit of a head-scratcher.
Hadavi follows Amazon as an analyst for Morningstar Research. He says investing in storefronts doesn't fit neatly into the narrative the company has been selling successfully.
2015, I think a big reason that the stock did so well is the company really focuses investments on its core parts of the business, whether it be e-commerce, whether it be logistics, whether it be Amazon Web Services. To see them go so far against that would be a surprise.
The main character in this drama, Amazon, says it doesn't comment on rumor and speculation, though that has done little to quell it. John Mutter is editor-in-chief of Shelf Awareness, which publishes news about the industry. Mutter says there's probably a kernel of truth to the rumor about the stores, but just that.
The basic idea that Amazon is going to open some more stores is accurate, but the number is wildly high.
Insiders like Mutter have long known the online giant plans to open stores, but they put the number at about a dozen over the next few years. Mutter says it's not far-fetched to think the great online retailer would turn to physical stores. E-book sales have plateaued. They're popular for niche use, but printed books, he says, are experiencing a resurgence. Outside Amazon's Seattle bookstore, Barbara Klaus remarked on the rareness of the occasion.
I haven't gone to a lot of bookstores lately because there aren't too many of them.
She says she was drawn into the store visually.
The eye candy, the displays, and a book that had a cute dog on it.
Amazon's store is dissimilar from most bookstores in that it stocks a limited number of titles. Much of the store is devoted to displaying the Kindle, the Fire, and other Amazon devices. And the store encourages browsing and buying online by only showing prices when you scan the title at a kiosk or on a phone. John Mutter, the industry news editor, says Amazon's online store is great for finding a specific book.
But it's not a great place to find new titles or discover books that you didn't know about before.
In other words, contrary to what people might say, they do like to judge books by their covers. If Amazon expands its bookstore footprint, it will likely lead to more drama.
They're not well liked by publishers or by other retailers.
Mutter says it is, after all, king of online retailing. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.